This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you were to consult your list of zeitgeisty economic buzzwords, somewhere near the top would be the phrase, the sharing economy. That thing that's been happening the past couple of years where technology has allowed for the sharing of underutilized resources, to get all economist on you. Airbnb and housing is one. Uber and transportation is another. Also, the most commonly cited example of the sharing economy. About which Uber that is, by the way, some big news today. The California Labor Commission has ruled that Uber drivers, who the company insists are simply contractors for them, are actually Uber's employees. And that is a big thing, sharing economy-wise. Marketplace's Gigi Duban has that story.
Got a car? Turn it into a money machine. So says Uber's website. Sounds tempting, huh? But Uber drivers pay for their own gas, their own insurance. They don't get paid for waiting time.
And that is, of course, one of the reasons why Uber has been so successful, because they don't carry these costs.
Gerald Friedman teaches economics at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. He says the ruling could set a precedent for millions of independent workers around the country.
And it's going to encourage suits like this in other states.
He says over the years, the independent contractor workforce has grown, partly because employers don't have to pay things like overtime or health benefits. John Paul Ferguson teaches strategy at Stanford's Business School. He says if Uber drivers are considered employees, that means higher labor costs. And ultimately,
we would probably see that passed on as slightly higher prices to end customers.
But that won't kill Uber's success, Ferguson says. It'll just give them less of an advantage over regular cab companies. As to how this ruling might affect other app-based services like Airbnb or TaskRabbit,
there's going to be a lot, I think, of careful parsing of how different firms have treated the people who are using their apps to provide services to people.
He says it'll probably depend on what kind of contracts exist between the firms and the service providers. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.